This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now becoming flowers from thorns. You must constantly give others happiness. You must not make anyone unhappy. Question. What words will first class effort-making children speak from their hearts? Answer. Baba, don't worry, I will definitely pass with honours and show everyone. Their registers will also be very good. They will never speak words such as, I am still an effort-maker. You have to make effort and become such a Mahavir that Maya isn't able to shake you, even slightly. Om Shanti. You, sweetest spiritual children, are studying with the spiritual father. You should consider yourselves to be souls. We children, incorporeal souls, are studying with the incorporeal father. In the world, it is only corporeal teachers who teach you. Here, it is the incorporeal father, the incorporeal teacher who is teaching us. This one has no value. Shiv Baba, the unlimited father, comes and gives value to this one. It is Shiv Baba who comes and establishes heaven, who is the most valuable one. He carries out such an elevated task. The Father is remembered as the highest on high. So you children also have to become the highest. You know that the Father is the highest of all. It is in your intellects that the kingdom of heaven is now truly being established. This is the confluence age. The confluence of the Golden Age and the Iron Age. The confluence age in which you become the most elevated. People don't understand the meaning of the word Purushottam, most elevated being. The highest on high then becomes the lowest of the low. There is so much difference between pure and impure. Worshippers of the deities say, you are full of all virtues, you are the masters of the world. Then they say of themselves, we are the ones who flounder in the river of poison. They just say this for the sake of saying it. They don't really believe it. The drama is unique and wonderful. You listen to such things every cycle. The Father comes and explains to you. Those who completely love the Father feel that great pull. How can souls meet the Father? It is in this corporeal world that the meeting takes place. There is no question of experiencing a pull in the incorporeal world. There, all souls are pure, all the rust has been removed. There is no question of a pull there. The question of love arises here. You should totally hold on to such a Baba very firmly. Baba, you perform such great wonders. You are making our lives so wonderful. A lot of love is required. Why isn't there that love? Because souls are covered in rust. Unless you have the pilgrimage of remembrance, your rust cannot be removed and you can't become that lovely. You flowers have to bloom here. You have to become flowers here. Before you can become flowers there for birth after birth. You should have so much happiness that you are changing from thorns into flowers. Flowers always give happiness to everyone. Everyone raises flowers to their eyes and takes their fragrance. They make perfume from flowers. They also make rose water. It is the Father who makes you into flowers. Baba wonders why you children are not happy. He is making you into the flowers of the Golden Age. When flowers become old, they completely wilt. Your intellects know that you are changing from ordinary humans into deities. There is so much difference between Tamopratan human beings and Satopratan deities. No one but the Father can explain this. You know that you are studying to become deities. There is the intoxication of this study. You understand that you are now studying with Baba, and that you will then become the masters of the world. Your study is for the future. Have you ever heard of any study for the future? You yourselves say that you are studying for that new world, for your new birth. The Father explains to you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. This is also mentioned in the Gita. But those who study the Gita don't understand the meaning of it. You have now come to know from the Father that actions are neutral in the Golden Age, and that when the kingdom of Ravan begins, actions become sinful. For 63 births, you have been performing such sinful actions. There are huge burdens of sins on your heads. Everyone has become a sinful soul. How can the sins of the past be removed? You know that you were Satopratan at first, and that you then took 84 births. The Father has given you recognition of the drama. Those who come at the beginning of the first kingdom will take 84 births, and then the Father will come and give you your fortune of the kingdom. You are now claiming your kingdom. You now understand how you have been around the cycle of 84 births. You now have to become pure again. By remembering Baba, souls become pure and their old bodies are then destroyed. You children should have limitless happiness. You have never before heard the praise of the Father, being the Father, the Teacher and the Guru, that all three are the highest on high. All three are one, the true Father, the true Teacher and the true Guru. You feel that Baba, who is the ocean of knowledge, the Father of all souls, is now teaching us. He creates the method. Many good points continue to emerge in the magazines. It is possible that there will be a colour magazine. It is just that the writing in that is very small. All the pictures have already been created. Anyone can create them anywhere. You know the occupation of everyone in each picture. You also know Shiv Baba's occupation. Children would definitely be told their father's occupation by their father. You didn't know anything at all previously. What would little children know about studying? They begin to study at the age of 5. It then takes them many years of studying to pass a high examination. You are so ordinary, and yet look at what you are becoming, the masters of the world. You will be decorated so much. A golden spoon in the mouth is the praise of that place. Even now, when some good children leave their bodies, they take birth in very good homes. Therefore, they receive a golden spoon in the mouth. They will definitely go to someone in advance. Only Sri Krishna takes the first viceless birth. Everyone else who leaves here will take birth to vicious ones. However, they will not experience very much punishment in a womb. They will take birth in very good homes. Their sins will have been cut away, and only a few will remain. They will not experience that much sorrow. As you make progress, you will see how princes and princesses from great royal families come to you. The father praises you so much. I make you even more elevated than I am, just as a physical father makes his children happy. As soon as he reaches 60 years old, he goes into the stage of retirement and occupies himself in performing devotion. No one can give them this knowledge. It is I who grant salvation to everyone with this knowledge. Everyone is benefited because of you, because a new world is definitely needed for you. You become so happy. You children have received an invitation to the vegetarian conference. Baba continues to tell you to have courage. Your sound should spread everywhere in a city like Delhi. There is a lot of devotion in the world through blind faith. There is no question of devotion in the golden and silver ages. That department is completely separate. The reward of this knowledge lasts for half a cycle. You receive the inheritance for 21 births from the Unlimited Father. You remain happy for 21 generations. There is no mention of sorrow there, even in old age. You remain happy for your full lifespans. The status you claim will be high to the extent that you make effort to claim your inheritance. Therefore, you should make full effort. You can see how the rosary is created number-wise. It is created according to the effort each of you makes. You are wonderful students. School children are made to race to a target. Baba says you also have to run to the target and return here. Race on the pilgrimage of remembrance and claim number 1. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Some children say, Baba, I forget. Oh, you forget the Father who is making you into the masters of the world. Although storms may come, the Father gives you courage. Together with that, he says this is a battlefield. In fact, it is the father who should be called Yudhishthira, one who teaches you to battle, because he also teaches you to battle. Yudhishthira the father teaches you how to battle with Maya. At this time, this is a battlefield. The father says, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you conquer the world. You don't have to chant anything with your mouth. You have to remain silent. They make so much effort on the path of devotion. Internally, they chant Rama, Rama. That is called intense devotion. You know that Baba is making you part of his rosary. You are going to become the beads of the rosary of Rudra that will later be worshipped. The Rosary of Rudra and the Rosary of Runda are being created. The Rosary of Vishnu is also called the Rosary of Runda. You are becoming the garland around the neck of Vishnu. How do you become that? When you win the race, you have to remember the Father and know the cycle of 84 births. Only by having remembrance of the Father will your sins be absolved. How are you, lighthouses? You have the land of liberation in one eye and the land of liberation in life in the other eye. By knowing this cycle, you become the rulers of the globe, the masters of the land of happiness. You souls say, we souls are now to return to our home. We go there by remembering it. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Look how first class your pilgrimage is. Baba knows that you will go to the ocean of milk just by sitting here. Vishnu is shown lying in a lake of milk. By remembering the Father, you will go to that ocean of milk. That ocean of milk doesn't exist now. Those who created that lake must definitely have poured milk into it. Previously, milk was very cheap. They used to get a whole urn of milk for 1 pesa. So why wouldn't there be a whole lake of it? Now there isn't any milk. Everywhere there is just water. Baba has seen a very big picture of Vishnu in Nepal. They have made him dark blue. You are now becoming the masters of the land of Vishnu by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance and by spinning the discus of self-realization. You also have to imbibe divine virtues here. This is the most elevated confluence age. By studying, you become most elevated. The degraded natures of souls finishes. Baba explains to you every day that you should feel intoxicated. Some say, Baba, I am making effort. Tell Baba with an open heart, Baba, don't worry, I will definitely pass with honours and show everyone. First class children who study very well will have a good register. You should tell Baba, Baba, don't worry, I will definitely become like them. Baba also knows that many teachers are very first class. Not everyone can become first class. The good teachers know one another. Not everyone can be brought into the line of Maharatis. Open good, big centres so that eminent people come. The treasure store was also filled in the previous cycle. Baba, the emperor of all emperors, will definitely fill your treasure store. Both fathers have many children. How many children does Prajapita Brahma have? Some are poor, some ordinary, and others wealthy. The kingdom was established through this one in the previous cycle too. It was called a divine land of kings, Rajasthan. It is now a devilish land of kings. The whole world was the land of divine kings. None of those many countries existed there. Delhi was by the banks of the river Jamuna. It was called Paristan, the land of angels. The rivers there didn't overflow. Now they overflow so much, even dams break. It is as though we have become slaves of nature. You will then become the masters of it. There is no Maya with any power to dishonour you there. the earth doesn't have the power to shake. You also have to become Mahaviras, brave warriors. Hanuman is called Mahavira. The father says all of you are Mahaviras. Mahavira children can never shake. There are temples built to Mahaviras. They don't keep so many images there. Therefore, a model has been created. You are now making Bharat into heaven. You should therefore have so much happiness. You should imbibe virtues so well. Continue to remove your defects. Remain constantly cheerful. Storms will come, and it is only when you experience storms that your Mahavir power will be visible. The stronger you become, the more the storms will come. You are now making effort and becoming Mahaviras, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Everything else, the scriptures, etc., is the paraphernalia of devotion. There is this most elevated confluence age for you. The Krishna soul is sitting here. This one is Bhagirath, the lucky chariot. Similarly, all of you are lucky chariots because you are fortunate. The Father can grant visions of anyone on the path of devotion. Due to this, people have said that he is omnipresent. This is also destined in the drama. You children are studying a very elevated study. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Remove the rust that has settled on you souls and become very, very lovely by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There should be such love that you are pulled by the Father. 2. Don't be afraid of the storms of Maya. Become Mahaviras. Continue to remove your defects. Remain constantly cheerful and never be shaken. Blessing. May you easily experience serving with the power of your mind by using your stock of pure thoughts. Become introspective and accumulate a stock of the power of your pure thoughts. This power of pure thoughts will easily finish your waste thoughts and also be able to transform others with the embodiment of your good wishes and pure feelings. In order to accumulate a stock of pure thoughts, listen to every point of the Murli and also use them in the task at every moment as a form of power. However much stock of this power of pure thoughts you accumulate, you will accordingly easily continue to become experienced in serving with your mind. Slogan: bid farewell for all time to your mind's jealousy and conflict, and you will achieve victory. Aviat signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. The more you use your body, mind, wealth and time by serving with the powers of your mind, the greater the success you will achieve in a shorter time. The effort you now have to make on yourself to transform your nature or to move along in the gathering, and stop being disheartened when you don't see that much success in service. That effort will all finish. Om Shanti.